Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this 26th day of March 2021. It's vaccination day for both of us. I'm excited about that, but that's not what I want to talk about today. You are going on a trip next week with the kids. It's their spring break. So it got me thinking, did you ever take spring break? Did you ever go on a trip when you were in college? Or, I don't know, maybe after that where you went like a spring break trip? And if so, where to? Was it fun? What'd you do?
That is a great question. I never did the spring break thing in college. I only went to college for a couple of years and then tech school after that. But I don't even remember there being a lot of, you know, and I didn't even do it in high school. Sometimes high school kids are get away. I don't remember doing that in high school. No, we always took a family vacation. My spring breaks, I think, was a family thing in Winter Park, going skiing. My parents would rent a condo. Eventually, they would move up to Winter Park and retire there. But no, I never
really
went.
Wasn't much of a thing, was it back then?
No, I don't think it was. I think you're right about
that. Not as much.
You know, me and my cousin, who was my best friend and best man in my wedding, he and I would take a summer vacation down to Myrtle Beach every year and go golfing. Believe it or not, that would be in the middle of summer, which is actually the downtime, right? Bill, you know that neck of the woods because it's so hot. But that was about it. But we never really did a spring break thing with friends. We always did a family thing, like I just said, Steen in Colorado. How about you?
Well, I only did it once when I was in college. I had a friend of mine that went to school out at Arizona State, guy that I grew up with, and one year, me and another kid that we all grew up with, we went to the same college in Chicago, and he was out at Arizona State. And so me and my other buddy, Bill, we both went out to Arizona State to visit our buddy Greg. And we stayed out there for a week and had a blast. It was the first time I'd ever been to Arizona, first time I'd been to Phoenix. And we did so many cool things, man. It was awesome. Played golf out there in the desert. Never done that before. You know, it's a totally different kind of golf, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was so much, you know, how the fairways are clearly defined. But then you have your fairway, your rough. Then outside of that was basically the desert.
Rattlesnakes.
Yeah, rattlesnakes. You don't go searching too far for anything that's that far off the mark and stuff like that. So we did that. That was great. Went to the dog track. They used to have a dog racing track down in Phoenix and went to that for the first time. It's still the only time I've ever been to dog races. I don't even know if they do that much anymore. Dog racing facility in, like, Kenosha, I think.
Right. Oh, yeah, for
Kenosha,
sure.
Or, yeah.
And they had a dog track right down the road here between Appleton and Green Bay.
Oh, they do?
They did.
Oh, they did?
But what you're talking about, though, isn't really spring break. That's just kind of a guy's trip, isn't it?
Well, it was during my spring break in school.
Okay.
In March or whatever. And our week off for school.
See, here's the thing. I watched spring break, and maybe this is because I'm older. But I can't ever remember watching all the highlights on the news about spring breakers descending on Florida or South Padre Island in Texas and seeing the massive bodies. Or remember growing up, you'd watch MTV, and the MTV would go down to Florida or the beach, and they'd have MTV spring break, and they'd broadcast from down there. I got to be honest with you, I never once watched that or see stories on the news and go, man, I wish I would have done that.
Really?
Is that weird? You kind of watch it and you're like, I wish that was me. I never really looked at that and go, boy, I really feel like I'm missing out.
Yeah, I thought that would have been cool.
Hmm.
But I went out west instead. I mean, we did plenty of partying out there too. But
right.
It wasn't the beach and it wasn't where massive numbers of people are.
And where bikinis were?
Yeah, well, there were some of those. But, you know, Phoenix is a little bit different. It's not on the water.
Yeah.
Obviously. But there are plenty of clubs and stuff like that, you know. But, yeah, it was a good time. But that's definitely the only time I ever did a spring break trip.
But
did a couple of firsts out there, you know. First time playing golf in the desert.
Sure.
First time to go into the dog track. There was a place out there called, I can't remember the name of it now that I think about it. I haven't thought about it in so many years, but they used to have this beer that was called a yard. You know, it was like this big, long...
A long tube. Like, a yard
of
beer?
Yeah, a long tube. I'd never seen one of those before, and we were drinking drinking those at this place.
Sure.
So it was a lot of fun. But that's the only trip I remember taking it that is, time of year that it really called spring break.
Right. It's so funny because, like I said, you know, never really doing it, kind of family trips, and never really looking back and regretting it. But I don't know what it is about being married and having kids that you need some time away from everybody, too, that I do more guys' trips now. And Mrs. Rookie does a trip with lady friends. Like, she's got one coming up in the middle of April where she and three hockey moms, are going to the spa together, and they're having a weekend getaway of the ladies just hanging around at the spa. And, of course, I typically do a winter ski trip with a buddy of mine. You and I and Kuklinski and Dave did a guy's weekend golfing down in the Wisconsin Rapids area a few years ago. So it's kind of funny that I don't miss not doing that, but I do need my guy's weekends now. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, just like the ladies probably need their ladies' weekend.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And we need to do another one of those golf weekends.
We do, don't we? We will get one on.
We've been thinking about it for years.
We need to get one on the books for this year. There's no doubt about that. We really do, because that was a lot of fun.
Busy.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Let's work on that.
We will.
All right. Well, you work on having a great spring break this year. Make it a memorable one for the kids. Be safe and drive safe and all that stuff. And we'll see you back a week from Monday.
That, yes. And you make this a memorable birthday. And happy birthday to you at Rames 44. Wish you the best.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And thank you for listening to the Bill and Rookie podcast. Join us Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. for the Bill and Rookie Experience on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.